T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about regrets, and Steve is going to drop some profound bombs on us
I was just saying that regret is just something that a decision you made or didn't make in the past, but then you wouldn't be here then if you made that.
Wouldn't be here? Right here.
Kind of, or just where you're at in your life. So you should never have a regret.
That is true.
Yeah.
If you're happy with who you are right now.
Boom. Yes.
Which is why I would change quite a bit.
Okay.
No, I mean, so this started on Reddit. People were talking, and a lot of these are funny. I mean, we want your goofy regrets, your funny regrets. It can be regret doing something. It can be regret not doing something.
Okay.
The one that I saw right away is a friend told this girl, if she cuts her eyelashes off, they'll come back way thicker, way lusher, way...
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
Ooh.
And they don't, do
they? Not true.
Do
Ooh.
They not come back at all?
No, I think they come back. Eyelashes are hard to grow.
Yeah.
They're not just... Yeah, it's not like the head hair on your head. You know what I mean?
It doesn't just immediately
It's kind
start.
Of like eyebrows, I think. You know, a lot of people have that regret where they overplucked.
Oh,
and
my God,
their
my
eyebrows
wife.
Just never came back.
Well, your wife, she has a draw them on? Or?
She's done the...
Microblading.
Yep.
It's like a tattoo. But
because
they look very real. You can't tell.
You can't tell.
It's wild.
She's active. She's sweating. There's just nothing
it's
to block.
It's a tattoo, though.
It's a tattoo. It doesn't...
It's on there.
She wakes up and they're there.
Because there was a time where it's so funny how just fashion is cyclical.
Yeah.
Because there was a time where people thought it was sexy for a woman to basically have like a pencil mustache of an eyelash. And now the thicker, the bushier, the crazier, the better. If you're like, my wife literally sits my daughter down like every couple days and goes, listen, I don't have a lot of life lessons for you, but don't F with your eyelashes.
That's a
eyebrows.
Big, that's a big one.
Or lashes.
My wife has spent some money on Latisse to get her eyelashes to like come back in. And recently she just had something done in there long and curly.
Oh, a lash lift.
Okay. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It basically, curls your, it's like a perm for your eyelashes,
so they're
curled upwards.
Wow.
It's an insane amount of, it's like her.
Yeah.
So don't ever
awesome.
Cut. Yeah, don't cut.
A lot of women, I think, would go back and not do things that they did in high school name of beauty.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever do, like, strip your hair of all the, like...
Luckily, my mom was she was a hairstylist, so she was like, you are not going to mess your hair up, because a lot of my friends were like, let's go blonde, and you're like stripping it or perming it.
You almost have to shave your head after
it just
that.
Never comes back the same.
It doesn't.
That's regret.
Especially when it's that young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's kind of why Katy Perry had to do the haircut she's got, right? She just destroyed her hair.
Oh, no, really?
There was nothing left. She was dye. She just dyed it so many times that the hair was just like, we're done.
Dang.
You gotta start from scratch. Steve, do you have I know you don't regret anything because you wouldn't be the man you are today.
And be where I'm at today.
But is there a regret? Yeah. I can't decide which way I think he's going to go today.
I regret... Because I have so many gifts I have to offer, like humankind.
I knew it'd be one way or the other.
Okay. I wish I would have opened up more younger and offered my
shared.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way.
Gifted.
Thank you. People
the
would
world.
Be around. Yes, around me, just more. I wish I would have done.
Your Guatemalan-ness. You wish you would have just bestowed it upon us.
Bestowed.
Bestowed.
I wish I would have. I say the same thing all the time. I sound like a creepy dude when I say this, but I wish I had paid more attention to female cues.
There you go.
Because I missed a lot of opportunities.
You did, a ton.
There were different times where I look back and go, oh, she wanted to sleep with me. Like I almost didn't get, most of them I didn't get for like 2 or 3 years. So you couldn't like circle back and go, hey, remember that party? Like, years ago?
You're giving me the signal. Yeah. I just didn't pick up on it.
So is that still open? Right. I'm just curious if you're still into that thing or not into the thing. So this is where we're going to give you the radio station to tell us what are yours. What are the things you regret doing? Maybe you regret not doing. 303-222-5423. Or you can text us at 51059. One of the people on here on the Reddit thing said dental hygiene.
To just do it?
They regret not. Like, if your parents didn't hit you in the head with a shovel for not brushing your teeth, I think it's one of my father's biggest regrets. He was just never... not really into it, and he was just like a strong dude and just always ate and just, like, got through it, and then eventually
he went over to your house one weekend, out to your garage tool shed, grabbed a tool and did his
grabbed own... vice grips and pulled a molar. He came back into my house and he was bleeding.
Holy crap, man.
Because his teeth, he didn't take care. It wasn't, he grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
So dental, it was like, wake up at 5 and go milk cows. It wasn't wake up at 5, like 10 till 5 and brush your teeth and then go. Like, it was never a priority. And
no,
then,
I get that. I just don't get the pulling out the molar yourself.
When it's rotted and it hurts and it's like abscessed or whatever, he just went into the garage and was like bugging him. So he like, I walked out there and he had like vice grips in his hand and a root and all.
Well, take care of your teeth or you'll regret it.
Yes.
I also wish I would have bought some. I would have invested sooner.
Oh, stock.
Like, don't you wish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you just don't think you have enough money to like put away 10%
of
your...
You never think you do.
Right. But you do.
You do.
If you just hide the money from yourself. If you're 20 years old right now and you have your first real job, just immediately start investing 10% of your paycheck in your 401k or something else. I swear to God, you're not going to miss it. And in a couple of years, you're going to look at that account and go, holy crap.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I have
otherwise,
a ton of
you're going to be behind. Yeah. And then, I do regret that.
It's not fun. It's not sexy.
It's not. And you think 10% of your salary, but you're not making very much. So 10% isn't very much.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just let it go. And just always have 10% of your money going somewhere.
That's a good one.
Like, this is awful. Anybody else have any regrets they want to share before we talk to other people? We all happy?
Yeah. I'm with Steve. Like, there's some things I would maybe change, but then I wouldn't be here.
Right. So then you can't.
Like, I really wish I would have studied abroad. That would have been really cool.
Different cultures.
But then I wouldn't have had the college experience that I had.
Because
I know the people I know.
If this is your destiny, you would have still found your way here, kind of, you know, but you'd be, you'd have these other worldly experiences.
See, okay, then I regret it. I wish I would have.
Where would you have gone? Like Paris or somewhere?
That would have been cool, or like Italy or somewhere fun.
I wish I'd come around to other countries faster too.
Yeah.
Because like I still haven't gone anywhere but basically Mexico, but now I'm suddenly kind of jonesing for Italy.
Yeah.
Kind of want to go to France.
That's another regret, is you always think that you don't have enough money to travel, but you can figure out ways to travel very cheaply and have really cool experiences when you're young, like out in
the you don't
the
have
world.
To stay in a five-star hotel
you
and like tear it up.
You can find a hostel and be cool.
You only like going to the all-inclusive countries, though.
I'm kind of coming around to like, maybe I'd love to go to Italy and eat the food.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And drink the wine.
Sbarro.
I think I'd go to Paris for my kid. Yes, Steve.
Yeah, cool.
And Pizza Hut.
Nice.
And Domino's.
Yes.
And all the pizza chains
that
Italy has.
Can I go with you?
No. All right. What are your regrets, Chris?
Yay.
What's your regret?
Oh, when I was 19, I turned down a full-blown college diving scholarship for a boy.
Oh no! I hate
when
women do that.
Why?
It's a long story.
But you thought love was? Oh no!
Well, I grew up with him, And he was literally the boy next door. And now, yeah, there's a custody thing going on.
Oh, man.
So I have a good husband now, so we're all good.
Well, that's good.
But you could have
been like, you know, Olympic, or you could have been, yeah.
No, but your life, like Steve said earlier, if you're good now, like, this was this was the path. Thank you for the call, Chris. Elizabeth?
Yay, guys.
Yay.
What would you say?
Oh, so probably my biggest regret. I relationship based, of course.
Yeah.
I got into a relationship with a guy, met him online, which usually never ends well.
Mm.
Realized slowly but surely there was a lot of red flags popping up. I ignored all of them. My friends and family were telling me to get out of it. Of course, ignored them. And finally, he ended up cheating on me. I found out about it. Over the year that we were together, I loaned him money. I wasted so much of my time on him, and I really didn't focus on myself.
Yeah.
And fast forward, and I find out that he ended up in prison.
So he was just not a good... He wasn't right for you. He's just not good.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I found out he went to prison, and I'm not going to go into the details of it, but that could have been me in that situation.
Yeah. And you invested so much.
Did you lose a lot of money, or are you mostly mad about the time?
It wasn't a lot of money. I'm mostly mad about the time, you know, and I'm too nice for my own good. So I did learn a lot from that relationship, but I the time wasted is what annoys me the most.
That D-bag got your best years.
Steve,
exactly.
I'm salt in the
wound.
Thank you.
You know, those were your prime years. Okay. Everyone since then has been driving a beater.
I'm sorry.
It's great. Thank you, Elizabeth. Yes. You're a real charmer, Steve. Yeah, maybe you shouldn't chum the water more. Like it's Lindsay.
Yay.
What do you got? Regrets? Letter to yourself? What are you doing?
Well, years ago, I was on a road trip in Mexico, and in the middle of the super rural mountains, we found this zoo that I don't even think anybody worked there. There were, like, chickens inside and outside cages and raccoons, but there was a sad lion, and I realized that the cage was not locked, and 10 years later, I regret that I didn't free the sad lion.
So it was an actual functioning zoo, or was it an abandoned zoo? What did you find?
I mean, It wasn't on a map. It wasn't advertised. They had a box where you could give donations.
Aww.
But there wasn't anybody that worked there. And this, like, it used to be the king of the jungle, not in Mexico.
Yeah, but if you let him out, what do you think would have happened?
Right, it would have.
I don't know.
It would have not probably ended.
Like the butterfly effect, maybe.
I mean,
survive on its own, or it would have been like lion escapes. We got to shoot it.
Right.
I mean, wow. There wasn't anybody around. It's like, it was so sad. I didn't have teeth or claws. I just wish that I loved
it. Oh, it didn't have. Yeah, no, I think maybe you did the right thing leaving him in there. Because if you let him out, he's not the king of the jungle
anymore. Defend himself or eat.
I know. I think about it a lot.
I would have done it, Lindsay. That's just
you would have. You couldn't have been bothered to walk over to the cage.
That's true.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.